What is up, everyone? It's me, your dude Brandon, coming from the beautiful 606. This is podcast number 2, and so instead of kind of waiting, I basically said fuck that, and went ahead and made episode 2. Like I said, you know, I was getting a lot of feedback from you guys, hearing a lot of information from you, and I was like, you know, it's going to be too long of a wait to do another episode. Let's go ahead and make one now. So I did it. I want to give a shout out to my boys, Kyle, Joe. You guys have been awesome. Definitely got a lot of feedback from you guys. Kyle's been listening since day one. Joe, you've been listening since day one. Thank you guys for getting my mind right. It means a lot. Like I said, you know, you're working that 9-to-5 grind all the time, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I just, you know, I get home, I eat, go to bed. Fuck that. Get a hobby. Do something different that makes your life a little different. Just don't work all day. I mean, hell, the average man looks like he's living to be 50 nowadays. So, I mean, what you got to look back in your life? You worked your shit to death, huh? You know what I'm saying? But no, looking back at it, you know, like I said, I really want to get this podcast going. And the best way to do it is to stay on top of it. So I'm going to stay on top of it, baby. Kind of a fun fact I learned the other day. This is straight up like crazy. I didn't even know this. Tickets to the first Super Bowl was $6. Six whole fucking dollars. That's cheaper than a goddamn Mickey D's Big Mac meal. Just think about that. The first Super Bowl. A legendary at the time. I don't know really how it was preceded or propaganda was back then or how they promoted it, but it was the first of its kind, and $6 to go to the Super Bowl. It blows my mind. Now, if you like, you know, my old man, he'd be like over here, like trying to calculate like what that price would have been to the day standards and shit. So, you know, you could easily say it could be about the same. $6 back then could have been like fucking shit. $1,000. I don't know. Just to me, though, hearing that $6 for a ticket blew my mind. But yeah, right now we're getting ready for the Super Bowl and everything. I thought that'd be an awesome tidbit of information for you guys. But yeah, the first Super Bowl tickets were $6. Think about that. You could have went and, by God, for $10, you could have had the time of your life. That's fucking sad to say, too, because I can't go to McDonald's for $10 goddamn dollars no more. So, yeah. Another thing I kind of learned, and I guess I'm just getting old. TikTok's a fucking thing. I don't know if y'all, all my listeners out there, know what fucking TikTok is, but it's a new social media platform, and it is there. It's like all the celebs are creating their accounts now. It's like, you know, they're all like, I've got TikTok, or I'm creating a TikTok, and it's like, it's a thing now. At first, when it first came out, I made fun of it, because it was just like little musical videos, but now it's a big hit. Wow, I just, the shit you see on there, wow, there's some weird shit on there, I'll just say that, some weird shit. So I said, fuck it. I will too. I'll make me one. But mine's basically me drinking. So it's not that amusing. It's not very entertaining. You can go check it out, but nothing to it really. But I don't do stupid ass dances, so I'm not going to be very amusing with that. It's just, to me, all of it is, you know, dudes dancing, chicks dancing, and that's about it. They dance these weird-looking Fortnite-ass dances, and then it's like they add a song to their video, and it's like they get 1,000 hits. Some of these people got millions of followers, and it's like, how? You've just done a little jig and played a little song in the background, and you get millions. Like, people goddamn have no time on their hands, I guess, other than looking at that shit. So that's a thing now. It really is. Funny thing is, when I first downloaded the app and turned it on, I mean, for the very first time, I was hit with a video of some giant pig nuts. Yeah. And boy, would old dude have a set on him, boys. I'm telling you. It was kind of weird, but it was like, I guess this farmer dude took a TikTok video of his like pig, and dude had a big ass set. And it's just like he had a little video in the background to it. And it's just like, that's what I see when I first download this shit. Fuck that. I don't know if I want this now. I was like, this is what all the kids are going crazy for? TikTok, not the nuts. Or I don't know. Hell, fucking both probably. Oh, gosh, buddy. But it was definitely something. I was like, I was blown away. I was like, wow, this is TikTok too. Big old set of pig nuts. So you get used to it. It's a new trend. It was like, you know, remember when Facebook, you know, let's start from the very beginning. It was MySpace, right? Everybody remembers MySpace. MySpace was dope. Like, you really knew who your best friends was back then. Like, if you was, like, me personally, I think I had, like, a top five or a top three or something like that. And, like, you knew who your boys was. It's, like, straight up, like, if you wanted to disrespect one of your boys, you took him off the top, on that top list. Like, straight up. Like, you know, I'd have my guys come up to me, like, Brian, what happened, man? Did we have a falling out? And I was like, no, man, I just had to move some people up. I mean, it was, like, fucking MySpace was gangsta. Gangsta shit. But no, you know, you first started out with MySpace, and then, you know, Facebook became a thing. Trying to think. I think Yearbook or some shit, it tried to become a thing. It really didn't shoot off. But Facebook was really big there for a long time, and then Instagram. Instagram was your next biggest thing, and then Snapchat. Snapchat blew everything up. I mean, I know people that don't even use their phone for a phone. It's just like basically a big ass Snapchat portal. Like, they text on it, they call on it. They're like, hey, I know where this dude's at on it, which is fucked up. But yeah, Snapchat was a big thing. I really didn't use Snapchat that much, to be honest with you. I still don't. I'm still getting into it. Only people I Snapchat are like, my buddies, that's about it. And about half the time I send them beer pictures, you know, like, hey, this is what I'm drinking tonight. And that's basically it. But yeah, Snapchat, now TikTok is, you know, is the new thing. So what's next? I have no fucking clue. I'm not even gonna make something up with these weird ass things, you know. Like I said, these kids get on there, they do a jig, they get millions of followers. These are the same motherfuckers that eat Tide Pods, so fuck if I know. You know what I'm saying? Fuck if I know. Well, guys, you guys know how I do. When I start the podcast, I always sipping on something, drinking something. Tonight's choice is Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 100 proof, Knob Creek. Yeah. I know I went hard in the paint on this one. Knob Creek is a good, solid bourbon. It really kicks hard, especially with that 100 proof. You can't go wrong with 100 proof. You can go wrong with a lot of things, but not 100 proof. I mean, there is no bad 100 proof. To me, it is 100% perfect. So, I got that drinking tonight. And like always, you know how I am. With my bourbon, I like a little splash of brewski. I got some cold beer next to me. While you guys are sitting there listening, I want to take a little sippy sip of this. More like a chug. Oh my God, it's cold. Oh, I love cold beer. I mean, I can drink beer hot. Do not judge. There are some beers out there that taste really good warm. Or not really. I'm not talking about like set on your ass warm. I'm talking like room temperature warm. More of your European beers, like your German beers, your European brews, Irish brews. They're more you're supposed to drink them room temperature. You know, back in the day, yeah, America was the first ones to start actually this cold beer thing. You know, beer was served room temperature, that's straight up. So the whole nice cold beer, that's American thing. But no, there I do enjoy. There's some out there I enjoy, like a room temperature beer. But no, you can't go wrong with American's finest, nice cold, out of the ice box Bud Light. Now, I do like enjoy other beers, but Bud Light's my choice beer. But yeah, drinking the Knob Creek, drinking some Bud Light, talking to you guys, it's going to be a good one. Oh gosh. Talking about beers, another trend You know, just like TikTok right now is one of the biggest trends. Another trend stomping the U.S. is IPA beers and craft beers. Now, like I said before, your boy Brandon does not judge or pass judgment on beer. But I do enjoy letting me a good craft beer every now and then. But IPAs can go to hell. I do not like IPA beers. I can't put this in any more emphasis. IPA beers are disgusting. Like, just straight up nasty. And you like them, that's great. If you like drinking horse piss. But me, personally, I do not like drinking horse piss. I can't stand an IPA, boys. It tears me up. It's not... It's just... to me, it's too hoppy. It's like straight up you eating a fucking rotted-ass vegetable. Like, I can't explain it. It's just, to me... Boys. God. Ladies. I mean... It's rough. Now, like I said, I could do some craft beers. And I love trying new craft beers. Like I said, I don't go too hard in the paint with them. Like, Lusa, there's a beer. It's got the hint of vanilla in it. And like, fuck that. Like, what's the alcohol content? 8.0? I got you. Let me have that. But when you get hard in the paint and you're trying to mix it with what you're eating, like, oh, this IPA would really go good with salmon. Like, fuck that. I don't even eat salmon. I don't know what you're going with this. But you know, like, IPAs are like the new wines. They're trying to part with everything. Like, this IPA goes good with this. This IPA goes good with that. You know what my IPAs go good for? Ass whoopings. I do not drink those things. IPA for me, you know, it stands for International Pussy Association. I mean, it's... And I might have some fans on here that like IPAs. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, this is my opinion. This is straight up my opinion. I hate IPAs. It's a hipster beer, and it just, some of it tastes like shit. Like straight up horse shit. Piss. Like if you can mix both, that is it. Straight up, I feel like you walk up to the bar and you ask for IPA. It's like, hello, sir. Can I have a nice, crisp IPA with a hint of sunflower, please? And it's like straight up the bartender knows what he's about to throw at you. He's like, yes, I've got that for you. Like, what happened to the bartenders or, you know, bar hops that just straight up said, here's your beer, boy? Like, that's men eat meat, drink beer. Then after all the beers drank and consumed, then you drink bourbon. Simple math, people. Simple math. You don't have to be an Asian to understand all that. Oh, gosh. And I just said Asian because Asians are extremely good at math. Like, I had this Asian friend once who straight up was like a human calculator. That dude was... Lee, you know who I'm talking. I mean, you're awesome, dude. Buddy in college, man. He was just straight up like mathematician. Also, he was a fucking boss at Call of Duty. So, hops to him. But I don't prefer IPAs, and that's like the biggest trend now. I mean, everybody's getting these different craft beers and. People are putting in distilleries now, and I'm in love with it. You know, like I said, when I lived in Lexington, that was like me and my wife's favorite thing was to go get us an Uber and then go bar hopping to all these different distilleries and, try these new beers and try these new brews, and that's all fine and dandy. But you throw an IPA in my face, I'm going to grab it and throw it back at you. So that is enough about that. Like I said, it is a new trend, and a trend I am not following. Oh, shoot. It's like one time. This is like before I met my wife. I used to go bar hopping all the time, and you know, I had this woman at this one place. Like, I forgot what bar I was at. She was like, you know, she said hi to me, and I was like, hey, you know, just straight up just say hi to her, and that's it. And she ended up buying me, like, she went to the bathroom or something. And she ended up buying me like a cranberry and vodka and like sent it down to me. And I'm like straight up, I told the bartender, I was like, do I look like a 20-year-old white girl at her first party? And that dude just like blurted out laughing. And I was like, dude, I do not do cranberry and vodka. That is the girliest woman drink in the world. But of course I did drink it because I'm not going to let no alcohol go to waste. On my terms. But straight up, I remember that too. It was like straight up. It, like before IPAs was a thing, I was like cranberry vodka was like the most womanly drink. Now IPAs are. So, it is what it is. Oh, shoot. It is what it is. Oh, shoot. It's funny, though. People all the time, you know, going out to bars, pubs, doesn't matter. You know, people always ask, like, Brandon, you know, what's your favorite drink, man? And guys, it's simple. All of them, besides IPAs. That's like the ugly stepsister of the bunch. But the rest are beautiful. I mean, I go with anything. If it's got alcohol content, I got you. I'll drink it. But no, I really don't. If I had to say my favorite drink of all time, probably Jack and Coke, just because it's so, to me, it's like the country classy drink. Like it's just a Southern classy drink, like Jack and Coke. Now more, I like my bourbons and stuff neat, but straight up Jack and Coke, you know, cause you never know what the place you at has. I mean, not everybody's going to have the same selection. So, but you know, that motherfucker's got Jack Daniels. And somewhere in there, he's got Coke or Pepsi or some shit. So, Jack and Coke. I can drink them all day. I can. I have, actually. Oh, shoot. Gosh. Let's take a sip of this. Guys, good. I have some good Knob Creek. Oh, like I said, I like I got a big whiskey bourbon collection, so got big bourbon collection, and I like to experiment with them. So like every other night, I'll pull one out, and you know, one I haven't drunk in a long time, and taste it out. And like I said, there's not a lot that I dislike. It's when you get with these bourbons that try to go far and beyond. Like they try to add like flavors to the mix and stuff. Nah, just stay how you are. Oh, shoot. Talking about alcohol, though, it's funny. Last year, you know, I don't know if you guys do, but I do. You know, you go, like last year, for example, I went to the doctor for, you know, my, you know, yearly physical exam. My wife makes me go, and she, you know, gets a checkup, check your blood pressure, you know, cholesterol and all that shit. You know, obviously I'm always at 100%, 100% studliness. But Noah, last year I went, and you know, when you go, they ask you all these questions. It's like, do you smoke? Do you eat red meat? Do you drink? Do you do drugs? And first off, who the hell says yes to the doing the drugs? Like I was noticing that as he was saying it, like he was straight up telling me, reading it off this list, and I was just nodding along, you know, my big ass just nodding along. And then he's like, "Do you do drugs?" And it's just straight up like you kind of have that dumb fuck face on you impression going on, like the fuck you want me to answer to this? Like yes, I do, doc. I do a lot of meth and coke, and sometimes at the same time, it gets me going. It does. Like what? I mean, I just don't know. Like, I understand he's wanting you to be honest, but no, ain't no motherfucker gonna be that honest. And one, I don't do drugs, but still. And I know you all been asked that question. You know, like you said, you go to the doctor. They're asking you all them questions. Do you smoke? Do you eat red meat? Do you blah blah blah? And then he'll throw, "Do you do drugs?" And it's just straight up. You look at him like with this, like, confused ass face, and it's just like, do you want me to say yes? Like, no. Like, no. Now, believe me, when I was sitting in that weight room, there's a bitch next to me to the right, definitely looked like she was on the meth. Like, I'm not even gonna lie about it. Like, that woman was definitely scary looking. Pretty sure Walking Dead called asking for that chick. Asked, "Hey, we got a role for you. It's gonna be Zombie 2.0. And bitch looked total, I mean, she was, God, her cheekbones was like sinked in, son. I don't know what she was going to the doctor for. Probably a new heart. I have no clue. But she was scary looking. Scary as hell. She asked me like straight up. She was like, "Do you got a..." It's like everybody wants to ask me for a fucking lighter. She's like, "Do you have a lighter?" And I was like, "God damn, Batman." Like, no. Like, God damn with that fucking ass harshy, smoky voice. Gosh, I can say it, boy. She sounded like straight up Batman. Like, she's asking me for that lighter. Like, got kind of scared. But yeah, everybody always asks me for a lighter. Like, no, I don't smoke. It's not my thing. If you smoke, great for you. It's just not me. but no, going back to that, it's just like, but yeah, of course I was like, you know, no to the drugs, but to the rest, you know, I do eat red meat occasionally. I love steak, you know, who doesn't? And drinking, I was like, yeah, I drink. And he was like, yeah, you know, he was like, he looked at me, he's like, okay. He's like, how much do you consume a month, Mr. Cottle? And I was like, you know, looking around, thinking to myself, like, I was like about 5-6. He goes, oh, 5-6 drinks? That's not too. And I was like, no, like 5-6 bottles. He goes, oh, that's. He just stared at me. He just said, oh, and stared at me for a solid minute. he said, that's not good, Mr. Cottle. And I said, why not? I was like, it could be worse. I could be smoking. He laughed. He said, yes, true. But 6 bottles? I was like, yeah. And I was like, hey, man, you only live once, right? YOLO. And he was like straight up didn't even know how to, you know, take that. So he just like looked at me, said, I didn't have much to live. Don't have long to live, actually. And then he signed me my paper and tell me he would never see me again. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. But still, he did make the face. And like I said, the face tells all. And like I was being real, you only live once. You know, could you imagine? It's like you see everybody on these fad diets. And it's like they're super fit. And it's like they're constantly working out or they're constantly doing something. And it's like, man, that takes a lot of dedication. A lot of dedication I don't give a shit about. I'm going to drink my beer, eat my meat, and get chubby and be cool about it. You know, it is what it is. Some people climb Mount Everest. Me, I eat a whole pizza and wash it down with some good Bud Light. You know, people, it is what it is. But I have lost weight here recently, so I've lost about 30 pounds. I think it's the stress. I really do. It's, you know, the moving to new places, the work. And like I said, it's not like bad stress. It's just being stressed out. I got, like I said, I had a lot of things going on in my life. I still do. But it's not going to keep me down. That's part of life. You have walls. You just try to jump over them. Me, nah, I say fuck that, and I break through them walls. But nah, I've lost a lot of weight here. It's like I told the wife the other day, I was like, damn, my beer intake's cutting down. She's like, I'm getting skinny. Like, all my pants are falling down on me. It's like, it's terrible. It's terrible. Didn't want that to happen, though. Oh, gosh. I wish you all was here to taste this stuff. It's so good. If you all have Knob Creek in your old shelf or at your home, open it up, take a little sip of it. It's amazing. And like I said, you can't go wrong with 100 proof. You want to get a shit face real fast? 100 proof. And I'm not saying I'm going to get a shit face because I'm not. Yet. Just joking. I'm not. Oh, good mighty. It's been a long day. I'm tired. After I get done with this podcast, I'll be asleep. I don't know. Yeah, I'll be asleep. That's what I'll be doing. Like I said, guys, it's been busy, busy, busy for me. Work and then doing this and moving and cleaning apartment and getting to this. And come home. Got no fucking cat food. Got to go back out. Got to get cat food. Come back. Forgot the cat food. Has to go back. Shit gets tough. Throwing a kid in that mix will get even tougher, but for keeping fingers crossed. Oh, shoot. Keeping fingers crossed. So, Tim Tebow sends me text messages. Inspiring text messages, actually. In quotes. Every other day. I'm just kidding. It's not the real Tim Tebow, I don't think. I mean, it is. But it's actually like his community thing. Yes, I did join it. And yes, I I have a little bit of faith in me, people. You know, I'm not all horrible. But yeah, you join his community. He sends you like really inspiring messages, quotes every other day. And like I said, you know, I don't know if I said this on here, but I have said it out loud. To me, Tim Tebow is one of my heroes, other than a lot of my family members that I hold very dear to me. But Tim Tebow, to me, is like one of the most perfect human beings. And if you don't think that, then you can go fuck yourself. Tim Tebow, to me, is just he's just an amazing guy. He's a nice guy. He was an awesome college athlete. I wish he would have done better in the NFL. But I just think, you know what, we're not even getting into that because I just feel like he was very underused. He should have went to a different program. And I feel like if he did, he would have skyrocketed, boys. But we won't even get in that endeavor right now. But Tim Tebow is straight up my boy. I love him. So I saw on this thing one day that he actually, like, on his Instagram, he was like, hey, come follow me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. But yeah, he sends like, you know, quotes. And it's like a big old community group chat. He just sends the messages. You don't get a texting back. Believe me, I've tried. I was like, Tim, you're my boy, Tim. And you know, he doesn't send back. So I'm quite sad about that, but it's okay. It'll happen one day. He'll call me. But no, it's just, you know, you join his community. He sends you really inspiring messages and quotes that he finds from the Bible, different kind of passages, and he just shares them with you. And it's really cool. And it got me thinking one day. So I thought to myself, I should do something like that. I'm being dead serious. Like, imagine this. You know, we'll call it, hold on. Got a sip of the wisdom juice. Wisdom. I like that. We'll call it Wisdom of Brandon. Yeah. You know, just think. For a measly $19.99 a month, Brandon Cottle messages you every day. Just think about that. I would spend $20 for that. You know, Wisdom of Brandon. Monday, don't be a bitch. Tuesday, don't cry like a bitch. Wednesday, if a bitch slaps you, you drop kick, bitch. Thursday, be happy. You got nothing to be sad about. Be happy. That's what it says in the background. Be happy. Friday, TGIF. Saturday, get crunk. And then Sunday, don't worry about the past, do the future. That's you. Yeah, I know, right? So I'm just like throwing some wisdom at you right now. So basically, if you just heard this right now, you owe me $19.99. It's okay, though. I won't be aggressive about it. I'll wait. It's all good. But no, just think about that. Like, straight up, Wisdom of Brandon. Like, I just text you every day. You know, inspirational quotes and messages. Like, just think. It's a Monday afternoon. Everybody hates Mondays. Mondays are like the fucking onion pickles on a fucking double cheeseburger. Nobody really likes those things. Some people do, but the people that do, there's like a 2%. The rest of the people, you know, basically wipe that shit off or don't ask for it. You know, that's a Monday for you. Nobody fucking likes Monday. And if they do, they lied to you. Straight up lied to your face. Like, oh man, I love Mondays. Like, for what? For what, Bob? What do you like Mondays for, man? Oh, well, you know, you get shit done. What do you get done? Yeah, straight up, no one likes Mondays. So you're sitting there. Bob's sitting there. He doesn't know what to do. And he gets this text from me. And it says, Bob, don't be a bitch. Bob's going to go out and do something. You know, I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. But guess what? He's probably not going to be a bitch about it. Straight up. Wisdom of Brandon. I need to patent that shit. For another Brandon steals it. Don't want my ass. It'd be some Brandon down the street. I heard your podcast, man. I started this thing called Wisdom of Brandon. Like, motherfucker, that was my idea. Damn you. Life. Good. About all done on this. Yeah, I thought I had me another. Ah, I do. Actually, I got scared. Whew. That was a missed call. I do. I'm good, guys. I have another cold beverage next to me. Oh. Watch them ice cubes pop out, boy. Ah, that's good. That's good eats. Actually, I need to make a cookbook, too. Monday, 2 Bud Lights. Tuesday, cup of bourbon. I mean, it's simple. Simple stuff. Oh, shoot. Oh, that felt so good. I know, like, you're thinking to yourself, did he just burp? I did. I give no shits about it. It felt amazing. It's like you get that thing on your chest and it's just like, please go away. Another thing too, and I kind of like thought this on myself, like we were talking about social media just, you know, a couple minutes ago, and thanks to myself, you know what? We're not even going to go there. I was thinking, who likes ads? Do you like ads? Do I like ads? No, no one likes ads. But then I thought to myself, well, fuck, I'm wrong, because Facebook has the most ads, and it's killing me, because now I'm in it. I love fucking ads now, and it's getting a problem, because I'm always wondering, like, ooh, what's the new thing out there? Like, ooh, what's this? And it's all because of fucking ads. And one, I do think they're listening to me, them bastards. Government bastards are listening. They got some, like, Facebook / IRS / agent something listening on, you know, on your phones, and you say one thing, it's like, hey, Facebook it so this guy will buy it. I'm straight up a big believer of that, because I don't care what you say next to your phone. You might not even have to type it in. You just say it and your phone's like, okay, we talked about Knob Creek. How many times have I said the word Knob Creek? Okay, bam, I bet you I get on Facebook, it's like, hey, Brandon, look, there's Knob Creek. And it's like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Okay, I got you. But now I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I'm, you know, like everybody else, you're scrolling, you know, wasting time. I guess that's the thing to do. And I saw an ad for Forever Wicks candles. Now, thinking to yourself, like, oh, he's looking at a candle. Wrong, motherfuckers. I'm looking at a candle, and it's promoting its new scent, Monkey Farts. Yes, Monkey Farts. Like, straight up. What? Why? And how? Like, one, how? What is a monkey fart? And how do you get it into a candle? Have no clue. I'm not a candle maker and candlestick maker. I just don't know what it is, but it was very rainbow looking, and it looked cool as hell. And in a weird way, I kind of really wanted to buy it so I'd know what a monkey fart smelled like. Is that bad of me? Probably. Is it right to judge one? Probably. Should I get it? Probably not. But still, though. Like, it was the most random shit ever. Like, I'm scrolling through, and it's just like, you know, I'm passing the time, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, this candle pops up. I'm like, damn, that's a fucked up looking candle. I look on the scent. The candle says monkey farts. Like, straight up. Like, okay, like, what, how, like, how would you even get that into a scent? Unless you just made it and it's like the smell of a cupcake and you just named it Monkey Farts. Bastards. I mean, I don't, you know what, I'm not even go there. I don't even know, like, how or what flavors you would even use for that. I mean, what, bananas? Fuck, what's next? Tarzan feces? Smell the jungle. Like, fuck, I have no fucking clue. Have not. Oh, that's funny. Smell the jungle, Tarzan feces. Tarzan likes feces very much. Jane licks feces. Okay, now I'm getting weird with this. I'm going to quit this. Another weird ad I saw. And I actually do want to try this one. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It's called Liquid Death Mountain Water. Yes, yes, you heard me correctly. Liquid Death Mountain Water. Their motto is Death to Plastic. Death to all. I'm just joking. I had the last part. But it is death to plastic. I'm guessing they're all about recycling. I have no clue. They're canned water. One, I have many times drunk out of aluminum cans. I'm drinking out of one right now. I feel like aluminum cans and glass definitely share a different taste. So I don't know how water would taste out of a can. I'm actually very intrigued on how that would taste, because I don't care who you talk to, water don't taste like water all the time. You go buy you Aquafina, and then buy you a fucking Dasani, the bitches taste different. It's just it's simple. And it's just not the water. It's like they throw different minerals in the mix, and one tastes like this, another one tastes like that, and it's just, I mean, they basically taste a little, you know, the same. They're water, but the minerals is what changes it. So I don't know, like, you know, like I said, it's Liquid Death Mountain Water. This sounds dope. The cans look dope. And like I said, it's canned water. You know, they're trying to tell people to quit using plastic. Plastic is bad. Plastic kills turtles and shit. Which it does. So, you know, I'm not trying to be a hard ass or nothing. I'm not saying I'm anti-turtle. It's just they're saying fuck plastic. Oh, but I do want to try it. I'm not even going to lie about it. It looks dope. And like I said, I'd actually like to see like how it would taste. You know, like I said, you know, I love my beers, but some beer tastes better in glass than it does can. You can argue with me all you want, but that's just how I look at it. And then like another trend I've noticed like is getting really big is, and this is actually a trend that I've seen like a lot of people I follow on Instagram start doing. A lot of people are going vegan. Yeah, I know. It's scary. Like, vegetableism is a thing now. Like, people are like, say no to meat and eat vegetables. And, you know, to me, you know, it'd be too hard for me. You know, no meat. You know, or meat product, like eggs. Like, eggs are like half of my diet. I love eggs. I don't even know like what I would do without them. Steak's my friend. I love steak. Like, me and steak are like best friends. I miss him already, actually. You know, a little bit of A1 and god, oh gosh. Actually, I'm hungry now. Damn me, Brandon. Damn myself. I'm actually thinking about steak right now, boys. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be vegan. You know, my wife, she says, oh, I could be vegan. I think she just says that because she likes trends. I love my wife. She's the best thing in the world. But she likes trends. Now, me, I'm a trendsetter. You know, I start the trends. You know, it's like, oh, what's Brandon doing today? I want to start that shit. You know, you know how your boy Brandon is. I'm a stylish motherfucker. I always set in them trends, boys. Always. I'm just kidding. But still, you know, but now she says it all the time. Hell, we've been to many restaurants and she's ordered salads and soups. And it's just like, that's not food. That's like barely an appetizer. Like straight up, like, how do you get full off that? You know, I'm not a rabbit. I do not eat grass. Lettuce, don't get me wrong. I like a salad every now and then with my steak. But that's just me. Oh, excuse me. But that's becoming the big thing, in like, especially in these huge cities or bigger cities. That's what is, you know, a lot of people are going more vegan. You're seeing a lot more vegan restaurants. You're seeing a lot more. And like I said about Instagram, and I kind of went off track, was a lot more of your big bodybuilders are going towards vegan. They are. They're going away from meat, going straight to vegan. And yeah, you can still get your proteins and stuff. Like, I guess you can eat a bean or two. But still, like, these guys are, like, shredded and massive. And I'm talking, like, you know, they flex and they pop a blood vessel. I'm talking like that big. They're massive. And it's like they straight up got big from eating meat, and they get that big, and it's like, you know, that's not the hip thing to do. Let's go vegan. And I don't see how you're going to keep that and not eat meat, you know. To me, it's just, you know, I don't like getting into it because, you know, people are like, oh, my God, you know, we're killing animals and stuff like that. But fucking a tiger goes out there and eats a cantaloupe and no one fucking bitches at him. It's fucking life. It is. It is. I mean, you know, lion's just out there doing lion things, being king of the jungle and shit. Eats a fucking antelope or cantaloupe or whatever the fuck you call it. Eats it. The bitch is cool. Oh, man, look at that tiger eating that shit. You know, yeah, go tiger. Go lion, I mean, whatever. Man does it. Like, fuck, you're killing animals and shit. All right there, dude. I got you. Me personally, I couldn't do it. And I'm not going to bash somebody for doing it. You know, I'm very optimistic and we're very widely, you know, my mind is very wide open. You know, you do you, you know, like homosexuals, if you're gay, you like to suck a dick, good for you. I don't. I like women. I suck titties. You know, I'm not going to bash you for sucking a dick, but it's not my, you know, it's not my preferred taste. But it's like that with vegan. You know, I'm not a big, huge green guy. Hell, the other day, me and the wife was at a Texas Roadhouse. And I asked for steamed broccoli. They brought me broccoli mush. Like, that shit was mushed up. And I love my Texas Roadhouse. But that shit was not broccoli. You know, it was just, I was like, ugh, I don't know. I don't want none of that. Kind of scooped it over, ate the steak. The steak was delicious. But that's just me. Now, if you are a vegan and you're listening to this and all that, that's great. But to me, and it's funny, like me and the wife, we actually went to a restaurant once. I don't know if it was a vegan restaurant or not, you know. But we're looking on the menu, and basically it was like soups, veggies, and smoothies. And I was like straight up very confused on why there wasn't food or actual items on this menu. I'm like, you know, that woman was like so excited. She was like, oh my God, you should try this like green mix smoothie with a little bit of basil. And I'm like, smoothies, like that's like a post meal. Like I want food. And she's like, no, silly, you eat it, like, you drink it, it's food. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there, like, astonished, like, thinking to myself, no, thank you. You know, my name's not Karen, a soccer mom of four, about to go to my second yoga class. I'm not going to get no basil green, you know, green-ass smoothie. You know, that's just not me. So what we did was, you know, the most logical thing. We packed up house and we went to Logan Steakhouse. And I washed my troubles away with a large, nice, juicy steak. And I did not feel bad about it. I don't know, maybe a little bit. But no, it was just, you know, like I said, yeah, that's the trends right now. It's like, you got TikTok. It's becoming this big multimedia platform. And like I said, guys, if you don't know what it is, you download it. Look, I mean, all these celebrities are doing it, and this is like they're so straight up out of the times. It's like, hey guys, I'm making a TikTok. I saw Luke Bryan's the other day, and Luke Bryan was trying to make one. It's just like, man, come on now. But that's the times right now. People are getting a little bit away from Instagram and stuff, and they're going to this and Snapchat, and they're going towards this one. Like I said, what's next? I have no clue. And then, like I said earlier, you know, you got from that to, IPA beers. Yeah. IPA beers, getting away from a good old American, you know, ice cold beverage. That's not an IPA, but no, it's just, and then now you got vegans and vegetableism. This is like, times are changing. Shit. God, buddy. That, you know who's not changing? Me. I'm not changing. I'm going to do me and be very proud doing it. Oh, I'm like the kind of guy that would probably... it's not like I love it, but I love to piss people off in a way. Like, I'd be like I'd be the kind of guy that actually would, like, order my food to go, take it to this vegan place, sit down, and start eating a steak. And I bet you 100% that people will be like, oh my God, that looks so good. Like I said, I bet a lot of these things are because, like, he's doing it or she's doing it. Let's do this trend. You know, I don't think no caveman out there ate no fucking grass to survive, straight up. If that was the thing, shit, they would have killed mammoths and shit. Mammoth jerky, that was the shit back then. I don't know, I'm not a caveman. But still, like, straight up still. Oh. Buddy. Times are changing. And from the way I talked, it's not going any good. Getting away from craft beers to IPAs. Getting away from meat and eggs to vegan foods. And like I said, you know, you are a person. You can do whatever you want. I give 10 shits what you do. It's just, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to eat my big ass steak with my big Bud Light, my bottle of whiskey. Probably why, honestly, too, is like, you know, people all the time have high blood pressure and shit. I don't. I'm pretty sure it's because of the whiskey. You know what they say, like, 2 shots of whiskey a day keeps the doctor away. See, they want you to believe it's apples, but it's not. They changed that. It's actually whiskey. Whiskey and bourbon, 2 shots a day keeps the doctor away. I don't know. I just made that up, actually. Oh, buddy, we're going to have fun with this. Oh, gosh. But no, I mean, like I said, with this podcast, we get on, we have a couple of brews, you have a couple of drinks with your boy Brandon. Like I said, the new name change, Drinks with Brandon. We'll have a couple of drinks, talk about some shit. That's what it's about. It's not about, oh man, let's like jot out all these ideas. Let's have this memos. Let's have these and talk about them for 40 minutes about like, no, let's be spontaneous. Let's just talk about the now. Whatever's happened is what we're going to talk about. And we're going to make, you know, we're going to have a couple jokes in it. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that. We're going to make fun of this. It's just life. And then, like I said, we're going to have some brews and talk about some good stuff while drinking a few. But no, I, like I said, you know, my buddies that I've talked to in the last couple of days, they have gotten my head right on this, and I give them all the credit. My dude from Utah, thank you, my friend. Your messages are very, very heartwarming. Kyle, thank you. Joe, thank you. Guys, you guys are awesome. And, you know, these are just 3 of many. Like I said, when I first started this whole podcast stuff, it's just like, I did not think it was going to succeed. People actually start saying, man, I listen to your stuff. And it's like, what, you do? And I get so excited. It's like I said the other day, I got excited about getting a trash can. I get excited about the littlest things. So when I say thank you, I really mean it. I'm going to do this as a hobby. You know me, I like to talk. It's just how it is. I like to talk. I like to hear myself talk. I think I have a sexy voice. maybe not so. No, never mind. We're not. Yeah. But, you know, it's fun. It's just, you know, you have all these things you want to talk about. And, you know, a podcast is basically just a big inner web of inner mind thoughts. And then you all listen to them. And like I said, I'm going to bring my buddies on here. We're going to talk. We'll have chats. I've got family members I can bring on here. My cousin, he is like one of the biggest young minds in football. I'll bring him on here when we talk about sports. My boy Kyle, Joe, they'll be on here one day. Don't know how my boy from Utah is going to be. I'll probably just sling him a link and he'll click it and we'll just talk through. He can probably use his phone. But, I mean, there's different ways. Like I said, you know, this is just the beginning, my friend. We'll go back and look at this when I'm famous, making multi-millions, and we'll think, hey, this is how Brandon Gunn. I'm just kidding. But, like I said earlier, the thoughts, the wisdoms of Brandon, y'all motherfuckers still owe me $19.99. I'm just kidding. You guys don't. That's funny, though. oh shit, Tim Tebow don't charge shit. And I'm over here like, wisdom's a brand. I'm like one of those late ass commercials. You remember those commercials? I know you all do. Like, I remember as a kid, like, it don't matter what bedroom you was in. If you were sleeping in, you know, the living room or your bedroom or whatever, it's just like, if the TV was on and it was past, like, fucking 9, 10 o'clock, I mean, that bitch was, it was like, you know, cassette album songs and here are the top 10 most saddest songs. And they, you know, they're promoting them and shit. And I know y'all, you know, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you can buy all 10 for $19.99. But just wait. You can buy 20 for just $9.99. It's just, yeah, it's just, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't want to feel like an idiot. But, yeah, just like that's how I feel like when I just talked about that just now. I was just like, I'm that person on the midnight calls, like straight up classic rock albums from the 80s, all your favorites for 1999. It's like straight up, damn man, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep. Oh gosh. About to finish this nice, cold, delicious Bud Light. And I'm about to call it quits for the night. Like I said, guys, it's been awesome talking with you. We've had a good time. Like I said, the new podcast, this is episode 2 of Drinks with Brandon. You know, like I said, when you get on here, we're going to talk about some stuff. It's going to be very random. It's going to be left, right, north, south, west. And then, like I said, we're going to throw a bunch of stuff in the mix. Have a good time. Talk about a bunch of stuff. And then, like I said, drink a couple brews and whatever I got laying on the shelf. Like I said, tonight's choice was Knob Creek Kentucky Straight Bourbon. 100% delicious. And it's 100 proof. It's always good. Like I said, it's got a bite to it. And you could say it's got a bite because of the 100 proof. But it is what it is. But, like I said, we're going to have fun. You know, let me guys know what you guys think. If you guys have any ideas, let me know. Comment. Send me a message. You guys got my Facebook. Got my Instagram. If you have my Snapchat, just throw me some ideas out. We'll talk about them. If you want to join on one day, let me know. We'll talk about them. Like I said, this shit isn't dropped down. I feel like when it's spontaneous, it's real. You know what I'm saying? Oh, gosh. Man, it's getting gas. Buddy, I'm going to be farting tonight, boys. Sleeping next to my wife. I'm going to be like, hey, you want to smell this? Like just fart in the blanket and tell you, and like cover your wife's face with it. Yeah, she don't get too happy about that. She actually like beat the shit out of me once for it. Like I just ripped one and I just like, oh my God, this was like 1,000 eggs just burnt. And I just flipped the cover over her face and she was like dead asleep. And all of a sudden she gets like fucking grizzly bear mad, boys. And she's like, you motherfucker, let me tell you something. I'm just like, damn, they're, you know, goddamn stone cold. Chill, boy. God, it was just a fart. But then she does it to me and she's like, why'd you get mad for? Why'd you get mad? It's like, bitch, you farted on me. Why'd you get mad? It's like, you know why I got mad. Oh, gosh. Married life. Buddy, it's a trip. But I wouldn't change it for the world. She's my best friend. My colleague. Wait, she's not my colleague. Is she? I don't know. I had this all written down in my mind, like what I was going to say. But, fuck it. She's my best friend. That's all that matters. She's kind of a douchebag every now and then, but she's got a good heart. She's got the right to be. I'm a douche all the time sometimes. You know, straight up, like I said, I've given no shits. You know, the other day, what was it? We didn't go to the grocery store, and we had like one pack of gummies left. And she was like, oh my God, honey, you should probably let me have those. And I was like, oh, I should. I ate them. She got so mad. Said she was going to divorce me that day. But guess what? It didn't happen. Joke's on her. But no, it's just like I said, we're going to have fun with it. Like I said, this is the second podcast. Like I said, I just like bullshit, man. I just like getting on here and talking to you guys. I love the feedback I'm getting back. Like I said, I just put episode one out the other day, and it's like I already got hit with some messages, and it's like bam, bam, bam. It's just like, oh, that's what's up. That's what I want. Like I said, this is a hobby that I want to grow and expand. And like I said, just like anything, any kind of dream, anything, any kind of like, everything starts from somewhere. You know, guys, you got to plant that seed. You got to water it with something good, and let that shit grow. And that's what I'm going to do with this. You know, my boy Kyle out there, he was like, man, he said, I love hearing you talk. He said, you got a good voice. He didn't say that, but still, you know, he's like, you're doing a good job, man. Keep it up. I hear that from Pete. Like I said, I had a couple of fans out in Florida, and I'm like, how the shit did they hear me from Florida? And I told one of them I was the Florida man. And I was like, yeah, all that dumb shit that's happened in Florida, yeah, that's me, dude. And they're like, what? That's you? And I was like, no, I'm just fucking with you. I was like, that's not me. Sniffing bath salts and shit, fuck that. No, I'm good. I'll pass. That's a hard pass, my friend. We'll do that later. Oh, gosh. But guys, like always, keep it real. Have fun. And like always, have a drink on me, and I'll have a drink for you, okay? Like always, this is your boy Brandon, hollering from the beautiful 606. Brandon out. And after, like I said, after I finish this nice, delicious Bud Light, I'm going to be out. All right, you guys have a good one. It's been good talking with you. Let me know the feedback. Like I said, I love hearing the love. Keep it coming, and we'll talk next time, okay? Episode 3 coming up, guys. Y'all have a good one.